Welcome to the Finishing School Podcast, a discussion with and for women about identity, transitions through life stages, how to figure out who you want to be when you grow up, and all the things we didn't learn about in school. In short, it's a sometimes spiritual, sometimes silly look at how to be a grown woman. Whether you're becoming a mom for the first time or about to be an empty nester, modern womanhood and motherhood is complex, and the questions and conflicts we face with shifting roles and desires are many. Don't have your midlife crisis alone. Join me. I'm your host, Jessica Euler, and I'm stewarding this conversation on the brink of asking many of these questions in my own life. As my kids get older, my role as a mother changes, and as I have more time to reflect on who I am in the world, I'm surrounded by friends in the same boat. And I know if we're talking about these issues, odds are you are too.
Hi, friends. This week I wanted to share something a little bit different. It's not an interview. It's just a piece of writing that actually I wrote quite a while ago, and I reread it recently, and I thought it might be something that would encourage some of you, especially, the past couple years, we've all had to lay down a lot, laying down of dreams, laying down of routines. Some of us have had to let go of jobs. Some of us have let go of income. Some of us have let go of health. There's so many transitions and so much loss. And I mean, just beyond that, I think, you know, life is full of transitions and loss despite a pandemic. And I think especially for those of you who are young moms with young kids, your life is sort of subsumed right now and consumed by the needs of your littles. And that's okay. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a really hard thing. But I wanted to share this with you because I just want it to be a reminder that something is growing for all of us. Something is growing under the surface, even when we can't see it. And I have said it before, I think, and I'll say it again, that time is the secret ingredient. And it reminds me of this passage, do not grow weary, for at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if you do not give up. And so I pray that that would be a word of encouragement for you today. But I just wanted to share this essay with you, and I hope it brings you just a little bit of joy, a little bit of a reminder that when we see the death of something in our life, when we see the loss, it doesn't mean the death of hope, that there is always something else to hope for, and that there's maybe even something better than we could have hoped for happening. Hibiscus. Years ago, I searched for and bought the perfect ceramic pot for one of my backyard garden beds. It was a rich turquoise with tones of green and blue showing through the shiny glaze. I planted a black lace elderberry in it, a shade-loving shrub with dark purple, finely cut, delicate leaves. It was a bit of a splurge for me at the time. For one summer, it seemed to thrive, gaining ground and height. I was anxious for it to reach its fullness and maturity, leafing out its dark canopy and offering contrast to so much green. The following spring, there was nothing but a twig left sticking out of the pot. I watered that twig faithfully, hoping against hope that life would resurrect somehow. Plants do that sometimes, I've learned. What appears dead and dormant, beyond bloom or fruit, suddenly and surprisingly springs forth in bud or flower. It was not the case with my elderberry, just a barren, expensive twig sticking up from the dirt, reminding me of my failure as a gardener, my lack of the right kind of attention or nurturing or soil amendment or light condition. It felt like a metaphor for everything else in my life at that time, the death of hope and fruitfulness and beauty and growth and intention, The sadness that comes when things you long for don't take shape. Was it a premonition or just a reflection of where we were at in marriage, in parenting, in my creative life and spiritual life? There was so much I had let go of, so much of what felt familiar and secure that I could no longer hold on to. And so I grieved the elderberry. I grieved what my soul and heart had been reframing. I grieved what felt like loss in my life ways of understanding God that had been anchors for so long and no longer felt solid or safe. A church community and practice that felt foreign and uncomfortable, like wearing an itchy, ill-fitting sweater you inherit as a hand-me-down. Ways of understanding my marriage and dynamics that were familiar but unhealthy. Reframing the story of us. The passing of time into a whole new season of parenting and life. One where perhaps every month carries with it a greater sense of urgency than the one before. The weightiness of middle age. Months later, something green emerges. At first, I suspect it's just a weed among many others in the pot. Dandelions, volunteer lemon balm that spreads everywhere, more signs of neglect or failure. I watch it as the weeks go by. It begins to look vaguely familiar. I don't pull it out. I wait. I watch. One morning, while watering the garden, I see something new, something hard to comprehend. A huge, pale pink flower has opened on what has become a green, shrubby thing. I marvel. What is this flower? Is it something the birds planted for me? How did it spring forth if I did nothing to nurture it and grow it? Maybe I was watering it while I tried to nurse the elderberry back to life. I recognize it's hibiscus, a lovely tropical flower with a crepe papery, open pink face and magenta center. I remember I planted one years ago in this same pot. I think it flowered once and then supposedly died. This was long before the elderberry. This was ancient history in plant years. Yet here it was, in full bloom. The sight of it filled me with so much surprise and wonder and joy. I cried. Such an unexpected gift in an unexpected place and time. Something that was buried so long ago, planted with hope and longing, hope that I had entirely abandoned, was bearing fruit. The fullness of time. The secret places. The hidden life. And the miracle that, of course, I cannot coax life from the ground, from a twig, from my days. I can show up and water every day. I can plant a seed in hope, knowing the potential it holds within. I can wait. But God is the one who coaxes life from the dead places, brings forth beauty from ashes. And while I was waiting and grieving my black elderberry, he was making an entirely different and new magic appear. I had forgotten to even dream about hibiscus flowers in my garden, forgotten that possibility altogether. But I am not the one who makes the green things grow from the earth. I am not the one who changes hearts and nurtures human souls. Where I lament and lack imagination, I watch the Spirit do a new thing, a beautiful thing, and all I can do is show up and marvel, witness, and wonder.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this conversation. If you enjoyed it and know a friend who would love it, please, please, please pass it on. Word of mouth is how we can grow this community. Thanks again.